Continuing in Inyanit Stachim Isafim, Part 4, Dalit. So, yesterday we began discussing the question of where does Maisik Safim go to? Does Maisik Safim go to only Anim? Or does it go to all mitzvahs? Now, when we speak about mitzvahs, it means only mitzvahs that you're not obligated to do. Because a mitzvah that you would be obligated to do, that's a chova. Say, if I would be obligated to do a face pidyon haben on my son. So I have to pay the kohen. So I'm obligated to that. I can't use my sikhsafin money for pidyon haben. Because that's a mitzvah that I'm totally obligated on. But things that are not, I'm not obligated to do, I want to be involved in a chesed, some type of thing, you know, that I'm not, it's not total obligation on me, and I want to get, you know, donate something to the shul, say, make a donation to the shul. It's not part of the obligation of the shul, but it's something I want to do for the shul. I want to help refurbish whatever, the mechitza, the mikvah, the whatever you want. So that type of mitzvah, that's the other school of thought. That you could do it for mitzvahs that you're not obligated. That we saw in the Be'er Hagola. We saw, and the other shita is that it's only what? Only aniyim. And then we saw that even the shita that holds is only aniyim, it means that also milas chasadim that are not aniyim is included in that. Say you want to give your neighbor sitting shiva or about to sit shiva, and you want to provide the sudas avra. So it's not something you're mechuyev to do. Someone else could do it. It's not your chiyev. That's not like pidyon haben. But you want a chesed of tzorech halvaya sameis and chas v'kala, things like that. That are not things that are chova specifically on you, but you want to do. So then you could use that for maisa money, even according to the opinion that it's only for aniyim. And then the other shita, that opinion only for aniyim comes, we saw from the Maril, right? We saw that in the Maril yesterday, and that's what we're holding. So, there is another source for Maiser Ksafim that is learned from different psukim. So let's take a look. First, we have the pasuk in Re'eh on page 1. Aser ta aser es kol tova zarecha. Hayotze hasod shana shana v'chalt of Le'ah Hashem alokecha. B'makom shivchal l'shakin shon shvam masak donchot v'yoshkov v'yitzarecha. Now we saw in the Sifrei that's quoted that aser ta aser es kol tuva zarecha, and kol was the rabbos even meiser ksofen. That was the first thing we saw in the Tosas and Tainus. Now it's interesting to note that this riboy of meiser ksofen, we said that some want to say that Maisik Safim is really a continuation of what? Maiser Ani, right? But what's the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh referring to? Maiser Sheni. So it was the whole Riboy, as Aser Ta Aser, as Kol Tuvah Zarecha, is referring to Maiser Sheni. So the question is there any element of mice, of some type of zecher to Maiser Sheni in the what? In this idea of Maiser Ksafen. So that's what we'll see today. Because the Pasuk in Re'eh, Aser Ta Aser, is called Tuvah Zarecha, is the Rabbos what? The Rabbos Maisik Sofim is in the Pasuk of what? Maisik Sheni. Oh. So that's one thing that I want to explore with you today. And we know that Gemara in Bava Basra, Chav Aleph, on page 3, says that, you know, we know that Maisa Sheni was a special thing. The Pasuk says in page 2 in Re'e, you go up to Yerushalayim, L'matil Madira Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayomim. Right? Oh. So, Yerushalayim is very much on the news this week, and this is a week of Yerushalayim. So the point of Yerushalayim is Lamad Tilmad Liras Hashem Lokecha Kol Hayomim. So that's why you go to Maaser Sheni and you bring it to Yerushalayim, and then you'll get Yerushalayim. And the famous Tosis in Bava Basra, on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, on page 3, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Amarab Ram Zohar Osa Ish Latov Yeshua Ben Gamla Shemo. That he was the first one to establish yeshivas. Because before him, everyone was home trained. So therefore, Mishay Shalab Belabda Torah, Mishay Noab Lohayalomi Torah. Right? So you had a father who could teach you, you learned. If you didn't have a father, then you didn't learn. So therefore, he established that there should be a system where everyone could learn, and so that's what he said. My darsh latim asam l'matem mitam hiskiyun shi moshivim lamdei tinokos b'Yerushalayim. So they said that we should have yeshiva system, everyone should come to Yerushalayim to learn. And then the problem was, Adai Mishayish lo av hayamalo malamdom. Mishayin lo av lo hayaolam. Right? Transportation was always a problem. If you had a father, he could take you to Yerushalayim to learn. He didn't have. So then they said, okay, they'll start the yeshivas in the Chol Plach Uplach, you know, more local yeshivas in every location. And the famous Tosis here says, "Timitzion teches relisha yirah kedusha gedola kahanim oskim bavoda hayam chavim libo yosel yirushalayim the lamb Torah." The reason why Yerushalayim was picked because Yerushalayim is a place that is very conducive to pick up Yerushalayim. You see the kahanim bavodosam and all this thing of Yerushalayim. So that was why it was chosen. So that's Maisa Sheni. So we have to see, is there any connection since the original Riboy that we saw in the Sifrei, Aser to Aser, Kol Tovah Zarecha, is the Rabbos Prachmatia of Ribbis and all these things. Is that Pasuk, is there any connection? So that's what we're going to explore soon. Then we have another Pasuk in Mishle. On page 4. It says, Kabeid es Hashem mehonecha u'merishis kol tivuasecha. That you should give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mehonecha, from your money, from your wealth. U'merishis kol tivuasecha, and from your produce. So what is that, Kabeidat Hashem Mehonecha? What is that referring to? So, in Yerushalmi, on page 6 in Peya, says, Tani Reb Shim Ben Yochai Omer Gadol Hi Kibur Ava'im Shehidifo Kadosh Baruch Hu Yosir Mikvodo
Shenem kavod as avich v'simecha. Kibbur Aveim says kavod as avich v'simecha, and by kavod Hashem it says kavod as Hashem mihonecha. Mima atabchavdo mima sheyichancha. Mafish leket shikropeya, mafish truba meiser rishon, meiser sheni, meiser oni, bechala. Also sukkah v'lulah v'shofar tefillin v'tzitzis. Umachil es haniyim v'es ha'reivim umashke es ha'tzmeim. So we have all these things. So the Pnei Moshe on the bottom, the second wide line on the bottom of the page, says by kibbur aveim, it doesn't say mehonecha. It means that even if you don't have, you have to go and collect. You have to collect to get whatever you need to mechabit them. Even though we happen to paskin, it's mishalah. So I don't know if this Gemara is working with the other shita. But when it comes to, so therefore, you have a big echi of gadol kibbur aveim, Yoser from Kavod Hashem, because Kavod Hashem is only what he gives you. So what he gives you, then you have to give away leket, shikha, peya, you have to get a sukkah, a lulav, etc. So that's the Yerushalmi. So the Mordechai on page 7 says the following: Yushalmi Mapik Meiser Maos Mi Kibur Hashem. Mihoncha. Mishka called to Voska. Feel Kadma Takanum Komko Tanos Vukoma, Hisimokhikoka, Lashalmalo, who even obeys the Otzer. So he says that included, that there's all these things that you have to give to Aniyim and things like that, are all part of Kabedes Hashem Mihoncha. All the things that you give to Aniyim, or even Maisa Sheini, is even though you're giving it to a person, but that's included in the pasuk of being Mechaber Hashem Mehonecha. And that's included all the, you know, Leket Shechapeya, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheini, Maisa Oni, etc. So if you look in the Vilna Gaon, on the page in Shulchan Aruch, on page 8, the Bir Hagra, so he talks about going on the page in Shulchan Aruch of Mechaber Sif Aleph on page 8. Shir Nisinosim Yodom Maseges He Ten Kefit Tzorach Anin. Im Inyon Maseges He Ten Kolkach He Ten Achomish Nachosim Mitzvah Menamuvcha. Then he says, "Echad me'asar mida beinonis." So that's the mida beinonis of Staka. And then he quotes, the Gra says, he quotes the Sifrei, according to Tosfos and Tainus. And then he quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi itma shemaisa oni noeg afilu b'ksofim. In other words, the way the Vilna Gaon is explaining the Yerushalmi based on the Mordechai. You see, because the Lashon of Mordechai is Yerushalmi Mapik Maiser Maos. So he's explaining that even though it doesn't, in the Yerushalmi doesn't use those words, but it says Kabedes Hashem Mehonecha. And it means all these things. So the Gra is explaining the Pshat in the Mordechai. So that means that all the profits that you make and all the income that you have is called
you mechabed Hashem mehonecha, from your home, from your wealth, and therefore that according to Yerushalmi, based on the Mordechai, is another source of my sixthoven. From this pasuk of Kabedas Hashem Mehonecha, that's what the Gra quotes over here. So Kabedas Hashem Mehonecha Umeirishis Kol Tavoscha. So one thing is Meirishis. So he's understanding the pasuk in Mishlei that Kabedas Hashem Mehonecha, that's your liquid cash or whatever, and then Meirishis Kol Tavoscha is a separate thing, is to Mechaber Hashem from your produce. And then one last makor from earlier makoros is the Medrash Tanchuma. We saw the Medrash the Psikta Terav Kahana we saw yesterday, but the Medrash Tanchuma says Aser ta Aser b'sviel shetis Hasher Aser kidei shelo tischaser Remez the Mefarshe Yomim lahafrish echad min Asara La Mole Torah. And he again says La Mole Torah, which we saw in the Psikta, that Aniyim, where we saw yesterday in the Chavetz Chaim, that Aniyim, there are a lot of Aniyim, but the Aniyim who are Mole Torah have that Adifus, as the Chavetz Chaim said. Okay. So now I'd like to show you, leading up to all the things we've just said now, to show you a tshuva in the Netziv, in the Meshiv Dover. Netziv has interesting tshuvas. He's interesting. Always interesting in the Netziv. Netziv was very original. Not everyone liked him when he was so original. You know, the different opinions on this. So, he says like this. Well, what is the tshuva about? Let's look inside. On page 10. Siman Ayin Hei. Al-Das Sefer Torah she-nichtav al-Imaus Maiseh. Somebody, on page 10. And then it's the beginning of the tshuva. So somebody commissioned a sofer to write a Sefer Torah. And they paid him with the money of Maisik Sofen. That's Sefer Torah Munach Heichel Beis HaMedrash. Okay. In Yochel Balchog Nefrom Mi Sefer Torah Zu Hashem Yair Einai. So apparently this still belongs to the person who bought the Sefer Torah, and he becomes a Balchov. And he owes money, and now the Sefer Torah is worth a nice amount of money, and he's Balchov. So could the Balchov take the, you know, or liquidate the Sefer Torah to pay the amount that he owes? Okay. So then he says like this: Hine Iker Minhag Lahafrish Maisik Safim Al Pi Amavur Bahagos Ramah Simin Reish Men Tesh Shehu Hitein Laniim Dafka. So the Ramah, as we said yesterday, Maisik Sofim is something for the Aniyim that we saw in the Maril in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, quoted in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. And so he says, Makor l'zeh haminug, hu al pi hayushalmi peya. So he says that the Makor is the Maril, but where does the Maril get it from? Where does the Maril get it from? So he says he thinks the source of the Maril is for Aniyim is from that Yerushalmi. Kabedas Hashem Mehonecha Mereshish Tumosecha, and the Yerushalmi lists all the Matnos Aniyim, and it's Mehonecha, which the Mordechai extends to monetary things, and we saw that in the Gra. So you see that it's giving money to Aniyim is part of this Kabedas Hashem Mehonecha, and they put together all those Maisras, so Maisak Sofim should be part of that, because that's Kabedas Hashem Mehonecha. Merishis Kavod Mufash Mishal Mehonecha Merishis Kim Merishis Kedol Tavoscha. So he explains that Yerushalmi's understanding kabeiras ha-mehunecha, you should give maisa from your money, just like keh mereshis tevuaska. So the poshup shot is it's just a stylistic thing. In other words, it's saying kabeiras Hashem mehunecha. What's my home? What's my wealth? My produce. It's not two separate things. But he's explaining that the Yerushalmi is explaining, based on the Mordechai, that you should give from your wealth just like you give from your produce. So it's two separate things. Kabeiras Hashem mehonecha, and not and merishis, but rather ki merishis kol tevuaska. She had ichabdu as Hashem mehon v'osher kemo mitvua. Uperish agro v'bir yerdeh taidu kemaiser oni. So Mela, so if that's where it's coming from, then it makes sense that that's only for Ani, that you give Maisik Sufim not for some other causes, not to build a mikvah, and not to do other things, but for Ani. Shimhaki Mafish Maisik Sufim Dakal Ani, Misha Yanoi Lahafish Maisik Sufim Al Pi Das Ramah, Hayadome Amos. So if this was your practice, that you would always give to Aniyim, it's as if you would menadev already, like it's a minute to, that you give it to Aniyim. It's ki'ilu, you said that, whatever, even though you didn't articulate it, but it's as if you articulated that this is for the Aniyim. So then all the future income also goes for the Aniyim. Veda b'aylim yicholim l'shano safilu l'mitzvah cheres. He says, and you can't change it to another mitzvah. Maybe, you know, if you need it for another mitzvah, you could use it and borrow and pay back to the tzedakah, but you got to do it right away, because then you wouldn't violate Baal Ta'acher, which is like a nidre tzedakah. So you got to do it, you know. The great stuff, you have Gimel Regalim, you have one regal, different shitas. So therefore, if you have Meiser Sofim money, you can't say you owe money to someone else, you can't use that money to pay back the loan, because this money is the Aniyim's money. Unless you know that the time the Ani will come, it'll already be repaid. You just need it for a couple of days to give to the Malva, and then you know you'll be able to, you're getting your paycheck soon, and then you'll pay back the tzedakah. Omnam yivachol govem imos halalo balkorcho kol zman shaloba hamos liyad gabay lizkos laniyim utorim chakira. Okay, so that's a separate halacha. Whether you take for a zakhu anim. So then the question is whether you say Amir Rasul Gavoa by tztaka. But so if it's, you say if it's not, then the Aniyim already own it, then you can't give it to anything else. Karzachu Aniyim. But if tzedakah is just an obligation, you say you give to tzedakah, so the Aniyim don't zocha right away, it's just an obligation, so then it could be different. Of all those zochu behem Aniyim, if he's there, Balchov, go behem, right, then you could give it to the Balchov right now. This money is set aside for tzedakah. So if you say once you set aside the tzedakah for zochu aniyim, then you can't give it away to pay back the loan even temporarily. But if it's, you don't say Abi Rasul Galoa, then it's still it's an obligation you're going to give it. So then you can give the aniyim now, and in a week from now you'll get the money back, and then you'll pay the balko, and then you pay the aniyim. Okay, but that's a separate thing. But he says, now continue. The first word in the line is Hamokum Bavar.
Avokolze b'mafrish ma'isa l'tztaka or fil minag osa adam kain. So if you mafrish l'tztaka, or the minag is that you give your ma'isa k'safim to tztaka,
Moshe v'yashach, Moshe Maram, Shekodah v'maisit, most maisit schutz l'yos bal brisa, l'hafnis chasim v'kal l'chubot, the sof, no sin hamos l'aniyim, el sheyesh b'lohem tovas hana. So, in other words, if you're giving for somebody who needs for chasim v'kal, so the money is going for aniyim anyway, but they have some benefit, yesh b'lohem Tovas Hanah, they know that he's giving it to them, so then they'll feel indebted to him. Right? So that can be considered, for aniyim. Aval misha knowing likno svarim lumo behem atzmo ulashim lacherim. But what's this idea we discussed yesterday? Some people buy svarim with ma'isik safim, and then they lend the svarim. So what does that have to do? So l'chora, if it's a din and aniyim, so where does that fall in? Kein einu motzi b'mishus l'gamri l'olam afil b'shasha b'zdam l'fon av mishu shol ha'svarim l'lmod v'u rotze l'lmod who called him l'chaveiro. And he keeps it in his house. And if somebody wants this farm, and you're using the Rashba now, you can say, I'm using the Rashba now. So we'll come back later. So you still have Kadima. So then who says then, so why could you do that? How could you, what's the Shita that you could use it for to buy this farm? Lachara, it's not something you're giving to the Ani. You're leaving it in your house. And you even have preference to someone else. So he says, that's based on the Medrash Tanchuma. LLP Medrash Tanchuma. Aser ta aser asher, asher b'shvil tis asher mikan, nogu, pragmat yotin, umfar sheyomim, l'hafish echem me'asara, l'amole Torah. So that's the concept, that the echem me'asara is to expedite learning. So in other words, the pasuk in Mishle, that's aniyim. Kabed asher shem mehonecha. Mibreishis tovosra. But then the pasuk of aser, the aser, the pasuk of the Medrash Tanchuma, that's a concept of Talmud Torah. One second. So, again, this is how he's learning. Let's just see how he's learning, and then you can, you can say differently. So let's just see what he's saying. V'nei mevur, ba'osa medrash, shenogu l'hafrish echem me'asar l'amole Torah. So he says, diktegu l'amole Torah v'lo l'aniyim ba'alma, el mishum de'ikar, page 11, parcha zu b'maisesh sheini ma'iri. So he says, that's the pshat, that there's a concept of what? There's a concept of using Maaser Ksafim for Torah. And that's the Medrash Tanchuma. So he says, where does that come from? So this is his Chiddush, as Rabbi Harford has pointed out. That his Chiddush is that Maaser Ksafim is not only a branch of Maaser Ani, it's also a branch of Maaser Sheni. And Maaser Sheni is about what? Going up to Eretz Yisrael, L'man Tilmad L'Yira, and that was where the... So therefore, anything that will foster Torah and Yira Shamayim is included in this obligation. So if we only had the pasuk of Kaved Hashem Mehonecha, that would mean it's only an aniyim geshaft. But now we have this other pasuk, Aser Taser Es Kol Tavuah Zarecha, which is in the parsha of Maaser Sheni. So he wants to learn that's, you don't have to learn this way. You can say that it's all part of aniyim. Tananim who want to learn and maybe can't afford, and you could say like that also. But he's making, as Harfenis explains, he's making Maisik Sofim into a conglomerate of a Zecher to Maiser Ani and Maiser Sheni. So you have the Aniyim aspect and you have the Torah V'Yira aspect. And you put them together, and that's how he's explaining. Again, the Netziva is always very interesting, original idea. That's how he, no one else really says like him, but that's his, so he's taking all those psukim by Maiser Sheni, which is about going up to and learning in Yerushalayim and then seeing the Kohanim and getting, having yeshivas there and all this. So anything that's going to foster Torah of Yira, things like that, could also be included in Maaser Kesafim. And that's why Rabbi Harfenis and Shlita on page 26 in the last page, he wrote a Kutras of Yivarach David on Maaser Kesafim, and then he printed a hardcover thing. He says, Agav, Mamashe Veinu L'mala Me'achov Tzchaim, She'ikr Mitzvah Maaser Kesafim, we saw yesterday, Litnam L'amolei Torah Aniyim, the Me'el Shebizman Hazeh, Hamufkul Afarzah Marash Maaser L'kolim. Right? In other words, that should be, according to the Chofetz Chaim, to give a kol, to give Talmidei Chachamim who are Aniyim. So he once says, Yesh La'ayin Gam Yeshivas Mesiftos B'chlal, did they have Bechlal? Came Sheish B'Rim Harbei B'nei Aniyim. So he says to support yeshivas is also according to this idea. And then he quotes the Netziv. Shut three lines from the bottom. Shut Meishiv Dover. L'chadesh Yotzah D'maisa K'safim Odinu K'maisa Arni L'chalkal Lim Davko O K'maisa Sheini L'chalkal Zvarim Shabivim Lim V'Torah V'Yir Shemayim. Right, so let's see what he's saying. Let's see, just go back now on page 11. In the fourth line, Hainu Mishim Shoshoha, Yushalayim, Sheyochal, Maestro, Vodem, Yushalayim, Yoshev, Velov, Shomeh, Musar. Because once you're there in Yushalayim to bring your Maestro Sheni, so you sit there and you learn and you hear a shir and you go to the, you know, the embassy and you know whatever you need to do, and you hear speeches and things like that. Hainu Mishim Shoshoha, Yushalayim, and Sheyochal Maestro Vodenu Bishulaim Yoshev Lomed Veshomer Musav Yerushalayim Misha Eino Yochal Leishev Bishulaim Kol Meshech Shemaestro Biyodo Mechalik Maestro Lomoli Torah Bishulaim where you so many Amoli Torah Bishulaim Shuchachi Nogo Hasokhim Shein Yecholim Levalos Maestro Ksofim Shalem Gidei Sheilmudu Heim Laseis Lachem Amoli Torah Femes You also Socher Rotsa Lifrosh Atzmo The Torah is a meshach v'lachol ma'aso yechul brachos al rosho. V'acharei she'kein nogu al gam kein liknos svar mumod ba'atzmo shil machem. So that, he says, is the other aspect of Maaser Sheni, of Maaser Kesafim. V'hu kodem lachem k'din Maaser Sheni sh'amitzah she'yechol ba'atzmo v'yushalayim. Yosef she'yechalik lachem. That just like my Maaser Sheni, really, you eat your own Maaser Sheni, and if you have too much, you could give it to other people. V'yata misha kona svarim b'maaser kesafim al pi osu minag yochel l'mochrim l'cheirim shei Maaser Sheni gam kein man omar momen b'aylim efshar litnum b'matonov l'mochrim. So therefore, you could use it for yourself. You can give it to others to.
It's supporting kolim. It doesn't work that way. They're the ones getting the benefit. You get no
direct
money
benefit. If what?
So if you give money to the coal.
Then you're out of the picture, yeah. So he says
you're ashamed.
Right, but you have a right. If you hold my Sheni Moma Bailim, you have a right to, if you want to sell it and give it, you have a right to give it to others. So he says, so Maaser Sheni is a question of Mamo Gavo or not, but he says, Maaser Kesafim, She'edim, the first Matar Pshita, the Mamo Bailim, Vefshel Mokram.
So he says, and he says, if the Baal Chov wants to take it, so then Hachnan Baal Chov go the Chov of Misfarim Halalo, b'zeh ha'ofen, because it's mama. If you say it's mama Bailim, so if you have a sefer Torah that the Baal, you have Sfarim that the Baal Chov wants to take, he can take it. But then he has to treat it in the same often that he has to be able to lend it out to others as well.
So yeah. The Chav Chaim disagreed with the Nesiv then? He said just run the end, not to buy farm. Whereas the Nesiv said no, because the Nesiv says it's ban him,
Well, the Chav Chaim said, right, the Iker is to give it, is to give it for, right.
But in Yeshiva the Kol, they have an end, so, and that's what the Chav Chaim said, right?
Right.
So, how can we disagree with
maybe,
that?
Maybe, could be.
Not really clear. I didn't mean,
you had
to give them
sparm, just
support them.
Support them so they, you know, right.
Eat,
so that they can learn.
Right, that's to give them sparm. Give them
right, they don't need this farm.
They already have money, so they need to survive. They don't like give them sparm.
Well.
Also, according to the tip, shouldn't it be more than to give candles to the Beit HaKnesset to foster the Yerushalayim? Anything was going to foster Yerushalayim, so it should be against the Ma'ariv, against the Ramah.
Okay, in other words, he's saying that anything for the needs of the shul should also be
the Farish not that way.
Unless he's saying that in other words, that it's the Mariel is just working with Aniyim, with the Aniyim thing. And he's saying, in other words, he's saying like this, we have different Makoros, so Mariel is working only with Kabeir Hashem Mehonecha, so that's the Din in Aniyim. But there is this other Makor of, you know, what he says, Laman Tilman. So he says, the Mariel doesn't hold from that, that that's a separate Makor. Meaning, or it's included in Aniyim. He's making two different. This is an original idea of the Nesiv, that we can use these two makoros and bring out two different chiyuvim. But if you only hold from the Mariel, it's only for a mitzvah. Now, Korcha, you don't say this whole lumdus that it's a din in the Torah and the Yerushalayim and things like that.
He's arguing.
Right. Right, he's saying, right. In other words, he's making a makor for the minhag that the Shach quotes or others quote, that you buy svarim and you lend them out. So he says that is working with the other makor, that there's an idea of my element of maisa sheni to this. So if you hold like all the poskim we saw yesterday, that it's only a din in. An aniyim. So then you don't hold that there's two makoros. You're learning out from that pasuk. Okay, imenu inyan tneu. You know. But he's making a whole yisod here. There's two makoros, so that's the and the two minhagim are based on whether you hold from these two makoros, or maybe you only hold from one makor, and the other makor really doesn't exist, and it's just etc. But he says, So, and then he says, "Calls a eno el ba'ofer she'agiyah mizah ha'maisel za'atacha she'ufer she'bitchiva she'makriv mehem karbon she'yochol v'shalayim v'chanayim maisel k'sofen nitin l'tzedaka yochol v'atzeis b'hem she'in b'hem chova v'lo she'hu chova v'al liknos esrog v'chabdom v'maisel she'in v'aday lo shayach klal v'maisel afil eno chova k'bo im v'yish lo v'yilach seis yidei chova al rotza v'asig mehuda. We're going to have to speak about this in a future shiur. I don't want to speak about this now.
No.
One second, please. נאמר סייף טוב חס קורא מה שון מול את רחוב גובי ממנו ואף גב שיודע שהיא נכנס מס ככה דייתי השם יראין so but he says that this only applies to Sfarim but if you have a Sefer Torah so what's that's going to stand you can't hire Russia with no Sefer Torah גם כן אבל כל זה אין אלו באופן שהגיע he said my sister I thought she was mitchila מישהו מאפריש מוז לקנות ספר תורה אין יוצא ידי מייסה כספים הלאו because that's not what it's not going to be used to learn okay so that's his basic idea so the bottom line with the shayla of On that save a touch and nicht of a save a tomb nechas behechel the nicht of a most meiser a save a tomb nechas behechel and now the Balchol wants to get the save a Torah so yeah so what does he say at the end so he says Chachanam is Sefer Torah Cheskes Balam Rishon and Mueles of Valchov Gova Mimena. He says he can, C-A-N, can, he can, why? Because it's his thing. And what?
No one else,
I mean,
or anyone else,
but it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he says, Kol mokom hari hamanig l'haminog l'hafrish mos l'atzmo k'zun shechat kosher l'atzmo so he ain't talking he might accept him k'din. In other words, he says, really, he was not right that he bought it with the ma'asek sofer. So, it wasn't right, so he, but the ma'asek But he did it already, so we're not kofa that you have to. So he used the ma'asek sofer improperly. Okay, so do me something. Because he's saying it doesn't fit into either of the. Because it's not used for learning; it's just sitting in the Aron Kodesh. So it's not any. So okay, so he misappropriated ma'asek sofer his own ma'asek sofer, but we're not kofa on that. But at the end of the day, it's his thing, so the Baal Chov wants to take it. He can take it. That's his whole... Okay.
But not the Svarim themselves.
The Svarim, yeah. So the Svarim themselves, he can take it with the same... But that's really... But then he has to use the same with the same standards as what he had, that he shoel it to Anir. He'll get the first preference, but if Ani says, "I want your," I need to learn a Rashba today, so he'll give it to him. Oh, okay. So that's the Tziv. As I told you, he's very original, and that's his contribution to this discussion. That. Till now, we were discussing maybe it's a part of Ma'aseh Ani, maybe it's the Rabbanan, maybe it's the Raisim, and now he says, no, it's not only Ma'aseh Ani, it's Ma'aseh Sheni as well. And that's, okay. He wants to fit things into the Psukim and the Drashas. He's very into the Drashas and the, fitting everything into the Drashas of the Medrashay Halacha and things like that. So, okay. That is his style.
But doesn't that make sense? Because isn't it really the same eraser? I mean, from the point of view of the farmer, it's just that this year on the human sticks, I'm going to give it a shot on me. But the other year, it's a nicer shame. But all of the same human with the farmer, it's the same idea.
Right.
It's all the same, so I mean, it makes sense that it's all the same.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but okay, yeah, it's in it, yeah.
You don't say more than the fact that it applies every year. I mean, part of the other people who don't say that, say why would Mashiach apply
Right, because we don't have Meister Sheni, so therefore we use Meister. That's how we saw the other day. And then the Maram Shik has a tshuva here. On page 12, he says, Yikirasa Higyani Shabbatakul Maloso, the most, Eliknos Mehem Svarim, Yihul Aniyim, right, according to the opinion that it's only for Aniyim, Yirashayim Likach, Sefer Torah Me'oni Tamachacham, Velitein Lo Mimos Shalo, Bechdei Shavis Sefer Torah, Beshar Hazol, Lamudur Yelo, Mimos Meise Betor Stoka, Yosha Glasov's King. So what are you going to do? You're going to take. So here, what? The Oni has the Torah.
You're going to sell it.
You sell the Torah for a cheap price. You buy the Torah from him with a cheap price, and then the extra money that it could have cost if you paid the real price. You'll give him as Meister, because normally here, if you buy something from somebody, so you're paying the money, you get the Torah, so that's not Meister, you're buying something. But here he's buying it for a cheap price, and then the extra money that he would have paid if he'd have paid a regular price, he would give the, so the money is going to get the, say it's $20,000, so he's going to pay him $10,000 for the Sefer Torah, and then the other $10,000 will pay him for Mike himself, for you, a donation.
Pre-arranged?
Right, instead of paying him what normally you pay the $20,000 for the Sefer Torah, he's going to pay $10,000 for the Sefer Torah, and the other $10,000 he'll give him as he'll use as Mike himself. So can he do that? So he's not so sure. He says, "Mikol Mokum," the paragraph on the bottom of the left. Lo nirali lahatir. Miyad came into posik domim in the mocha rosa kinyan al sefer Torah b'domim haktsuvi b'neihim who mechuyu liten sach hana. Afilu miyovan mimenu mos meisa chakach. He's doing it, they're saying you're going to pay $20,000. And he has in his mind that he's only buying it for $10,000. So he says, but that doesn't count because that's the Dvarim Shebelev. So he doesn't go for this. So there is a discussion in the Sefer Beis Din Shel Shlomo for all Shlomo Laniado. So he has a hole from Aram Tzova, Halabi. So he has a whole discussion about which mitzvahs. He starts off with a discussion. The person wants to use Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ksofim, to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to take a trip to Eretz Yisrael.
So mitzvah.
Right.
Go. That's a. So what's the story over there? So he has a whole bunch of questions about what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. So he says, so he writes here, so we know that Mariel says to Tafka for Aniyim. So he says that he says, Mikana Talomid Lashela Yudal, page 17. Shu Lalos Vliros Eretz Yisrael, Imitiosa Bederk Yachshvu Mimos Maised, Havada Sheinam Nachshavim and a Maised, Dapsha Eno Chova, Mikomokum Loshaych Lanim Klal, Kam Adrava Kavan Shu Mitzvah Baal Lachashiva Lav Lahotson Nitnam and a Maised. So he says that for sure not. For sure not.
Is that for you or somebody
else? For you.
When
he said,
well,
look, does he
not make
aliyah?
Just a trip.
Yeah, a trip.
Interesting that
the Maharam should stay at the region. Yeah. Well, this is the based in Shul Shlomo. In time of the one second. So he says So what's wrong going to Eretz Yisrael? So lalo sulero to Eretz Yisrael. The derech ichashu mivos ma'aseh davade ein. And then in the next question, liknos talis at tefillin. So that's a mitzvah shem chovah saguf lo shaychi laniim. Kol shekem shem mitzvah shal gufo veim lo latzmo lo veim lachem imo. So that's the moment. One second. But the question is, what about if you hold that you could do other mitzvahs with them? Well, right. Can you, right. Is it that he's also? So he says. So his idea is that on page 23 in the bottom, he says, "Ikra ma'isel amolei Torah laniim, lachila re'evim ulhalbish arumim." And then he says. And you can buy Svarim. But the simple pshat in that buying Svarim is not like the Nitziv. That's part of, it's for Anim to also be able to use. Not like there's this other idea.
Anim, I said, do you take into account like the hierarchy of what the Ani needs? Like it doesn't have a safer, it doesn't have food. So do you say, oh, but I also want a safer, so I invite safer. Well, the real need of the Ani, the more pressing need is maybe something different.
Yeah. Could be. We'll see when we do Kadima. But he says, here on page 16, he says, there were 18 questions. Our nozin sofa tamchof alanim omek, he said, over poshut hu she igro shal maiseh hu la'elu. That's the psikta. Amalei Torah Nim Iker Maisik Sofim. For Hotzos, for learning. Yeah.
Make it over the
government? Yeah. But it says to take a trip to Eretz Israel. Ada Enaf Shavim. So he's working with the concept of it has to be shaykh to aniyim. If it's not shaykh to aniyim, then he's of the opinion that you don't, then there's no heter to use it. Okay, so we'll see more, but the main thing I wanted to show you today was this Netziv and how he puts together but the Chiddush of Netziv is that he makes this separate category. Others would just say this is still part of Aniyim, and just like you give money for Aniyim to eat, you give him money to have Svarim, you can buy Svarim with the money as long as you write that you're gonna, if an Ani knocks on your door and says, well, I need a Rashba now, so you'll give him the Rashba, unless you're learning that Rashba right now. But that's all part of the Aniyim thing. And the Nesiv wants to say, well, it's learned from the other part, that's part of the Maisa Sheni aspect of that. Okay.